وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ثم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. We begin, brothers and sisters in Islam, by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with praises and exaltation that indeed only He is worthy of. When we begin, by sending His salawat and His salamat, His blessings and His peace upon the last and final messenger Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah, I want to begin by thanking our brothers in Philadelphia and in other places that have put together this conference. And I've put together, or I've put into it many efforts of many brothers, barakallahu feekum, and for the dedication, ya ikhwan wa akhawat, that even when the weather does not permit, they continue to and muhadarat, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase them in their endeavors. Ameen. The topic, barakallahu feekum, that has been given is tarbiyatul awlad, the raising of our children, and specifically the raising of our male children. And I want to begin, ya ikhwan wa akhawat, by striking two examples. One of them, the statement of Zakariya alayhi salam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah Maryam, ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبَدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. This is the mention of the mercy of your Lord upon Zakariya, when he called upon his Lord with a secret calling. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا. He said, O my Lord, indeed my bones have become old, and my hair has become white, and he from old age, and I have never been blessed in my supplication to you. وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي وَكَانَتْ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا فَحَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبَ وَجَعَلْهُ رَبِّي رَضِيًّا. Then continues and he says, and indeed I fear for my family that will come after me. I fear for them, and my wife has become barren, meaning that she cannot give birth anymore. فَحَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا. So give me someone to inherit from me. Inherit what? Inherit what? يَرِثُ مِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبِ. He will inherit from me, and he will inherit from the children of Ya'qub alayhi salam. He will inherit the knowledge of this religion. He will inherit the tawheed. He will inherit the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed upon His Prophet and His messengers. This is what he will inherit from his father. This was the purpose of this dua. Not so that Yahya alayhi salam can carry forth the name of Zakariya alayhi salam, or that he can inherit from the wealth of Zakariya, or he can inherit the nobility of Zakariya, but rather so he can inherit the religion, so he can inherit the tawheed, so he can inherit the da'wah. He wanted a son so that he may serve the religion of Islam. He may serve the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not something specific to only the boy. This is not something for the men. As the wife of Imran, alayhi salam, as she made dua, إِذْ قَالَتْ امْرَأَةُ عِمْرَانَ رَبِّ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. O my Lord, I am dedicating what is in my stomach to you, so accept it. Indeed, you are the all-seeing, the all-hearing. You are the all-hearing and the all-knowing. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ بإني وضعت والله أعلم بما وضعت وليس الذكر كالأنثى وإني سميتها مريم وإني أعيذها بك وذريتها من الشيطان الرجيم. So when she gave birth to a female child, and she said that indeed the female, O my Lord, I have given birth to a female, and the female is not like the male. And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what I have given birth to. So, even the wife of Imran, when she came thinking that it was a boy, she did so fi khidmah, as a dedication to serve the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why they wanted children. This is why they had children. To benefit the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to further the da'wah of a tawheed. And they were ready, ya ikhwan wa akhawat, barakallahu feekum, they were ready to sacrifice these children in that same path. As it is seen from Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he said to his son, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. When he says to his son, Ismail alayhi salam, O my son, I have seen in a dream that I am sacrificing you. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. So see, what is it? What is your opinion regarding this? What do you say regarding this? قَالَ يَا أَبَتِي إِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. He said, O my father, do what you have been ordered to do. فَتَجِدُنِي إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. You shall find me by the permission of Allah from those that are patient. So indeed, ya ikhwan wa akhawat, the purpose of the Anbiya, of having children, was to further the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to further the da'wah of the tawheed. And they were ready to even sacrifice those very children for that same purpose. Because it is not surprising, ya ikhwan, that this religion of Islam, it gives much importance to raising our boys and to raising our girls. Because indeed they have with them, if their affair is corrected, if their affair is correct and kept correct. And the asal, ya ikhwan, is that they are born upon correctness and they are born upon righteousness. They are born upon that. Then it is the parents that change that affair. كل مولود يولد على الفطرة فأبواه يحفظانه وينصرانه ويمجسانه. Indeed, every child is born upon a natural disposition. Then it is the parents that make them into a Nasrani, or into a Yahudi, or into a Majus. So the religion of Islam gives an abundance of importance to raising the youth and making sure that they are their tarbiyah, or their reasoning is upon the religion and upon the da'wah. Because indeed, ya ikhwan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the youth from strength of mind and strength of body, where those that are older than them do not have. Even then, even though those that are older than them have more wisdom, have more khibla, even then, the youth have from strength what the older masses do not have. This is why you find the ikhwan, the shabab, the youth from amongst the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, from the likes of Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As, Muad ibn Jabal, Zayd ibn Thabit, and other than them. These were the youth of the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And you find them that they were forthgoing in seeking beneficial knowledge, rising it. And they inherited from the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They took knowledge from him. They took knowledge from him. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to make dua for them. And indeed, they were from the foremost of the scholars. They were from the foremost of the scholars of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum jami'a. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gathered one day, barakallahu feekum, those that were older from the Quraysh and from the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and he read upon them Surah Al-Nasr. Ya'da'a nasrullahi wal-fath, wa ra'ayta an-nasa yadkhuluna fi deenillahi afwaza. And then he asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum what they saw to be the interpretation of the surah. And many of them answered with that which was apparent from amongst them, from it. They answered with that which was apparent. Then in summary, barakallahu feekum, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and asked him, and Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he answered by saying, indeed, the surah, it speaks that indeed the covenant that was given to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was completed. And it speaks of the closeness of the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, that indeed I see from the surah what you see from the surah. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was given abundance of importance and advice to the youth. These ahadith, ayatman, are known and are studied. As he said to Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, ya ghulam, inni u'anyumuka kalimat, ihfadullah, yahfadka, ihfadullah, tajidhu tajahak. Iza sa'alta, fas'alil billah, fas'alillah. وَإِذِ اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. He gave advice to Ibn Abbas. And listen to the advice, ya ikhwan wa akhawat. Oh boy, I'm going to teach you some words. Protect Allah. Yani protect the religion of Allah. And Allah will protect you. Protect the religion of Allah. And you will find him in front of you. If you ask, then ask of Allah. And if you seek aid, then seek aid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave advice to Mu'ad ibn Jabal. While Mu'ad was sitting upon him upon a riding beast, was sitting upon a riding beast with him, and he said, Ya Mu'ad, أَتَدْرِي مَا حَقُّ الْعِبَادِ وَمَا حَقُّ الْعِبَادِ عَلَى اللَّهِ. O Mu'ad, do you know what is the right of Allah upon his slaves, and what is the right of his slaves upon Allah? He said, Allah wa Rasuluhu a'lam, Allah and his messenger know best. He said, حق الله على العباد أن يعبدوه ولا يشركوا به شيئا. His servants is that they should worship him and not associate any partners with him. وحق العباد على الله أن لا يعذب من لا يشرك شيئا. and the rights of his servants upon Allah is that he should not punish those that do not commit shirk with him. Mu'adh ibn Jabal upon hearing this, he said, Ya Rasulullah, أَفَلَا أُبَشِّرَ النَّاسِ. Should I not give glad tidings to the people, O Messenger of Allah? And the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لا فَيَتَّكِلُوا أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ. No, do not, for they will be dependent upon this. He gave advice to him. And he was just a very young child who was sitting and eating with the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he put his hand into the food, and the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grabbed his hand and said, Ya Ghulam, Sammillah, wa kul bi yameenik, wa kul mimma yaleek. He said, Oh boy, mention the name of Allah before you eat. Eat with your right hand, and eat from that which is in front of you. So the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was not one that would not give advice to the youth. He would give advice to the youth whenever the opportunity would afford itself. He would be forthcoming in giving advice and calling them to the truth. Nowadays, Ya Ikhwan, we see many parents leaving their children. They're young. Why should I give them advice right now? They don't understand this. They don't understand that. I'm going to let them be. لا يا إخوان بارك الله فيكم. Advice is given from the very moment they begin to understand. At a young age, you should begin giving them advice. On many occasions, the brother, Ya Ikhwan, once said that my son, he's 18 years old, he's 19 years old, and I advise him to pray. You should pray. I advise him to be righteous, I advise him to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he doesn't listen to my advice. He's 18 years old, 19 years old, something like this. And he asked, what should I do? And the question that was posed, Ya Ikhwan, since when have you been giving him advice? It's been a year, it's been 2 years. So then where were you the first 17 years of his life? You weren't giving him advice the first 17 years, and now once he's turned 17 and his habits have become any engraved in stone, now you want to start giving him advice. This is not the way of Islam. From when they begin to understand, from when they begin to walk, when they begin to talk, give them advice. And let them follow your example, be an example for them. There are many aspects in Islam that show the importance of raising our children correctly, and the importance that the religion gives to the raising of our children. In the beginning, Ya Ikhwan, by enticing us to choose righteous children, to choose righteous spouses. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, خَيْرُ مَتَاعِ الدُّنْيَا الْإِمْرَأَ الصَّالِحَ. The best treasure of this life is a pious woman. أو كما قال. The Messenger of Allah وسلم, enticed us to choose those women that have religion and marry them. Why? Because they will be the mothers of our children. They will be the ones that will raise our children. And not to choose someone whose religion is weak. Or at times, those women that have no religion with them. And that we marry them upon their status or upon their looks or upon their beauty. Rather, Islam pushes us to marry those women that are righteous, that have religion. So when they raise your children, they raise your children upon their religion. Islam, it entices us, ya Ikhwan, to choose righteous and beautiful names for our children. Names that have meaning. That the father should choose a name from the means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Abdullah, Abdurrahman. They should have meaning to them. Ikram, it entices us to have an aqiqah for our children. That we should spend, we should sacrifice for them. And this is a sunnah mu'akkidah. And it has an effect upon the children. It is not just for giving meat or for giving food and for happiness. But indeed it shows the importance that Islam gives to children. And lastly, Islam, it pushes us to give importance to their tarbiyah, to their raising. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, order your children with the salah. وَهُمْ أَبْنَاءُ سَبْعَةِينَ when they are 7 years old. وَضْرِبُوهُمْ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ أَبْنَاءُ عَشَرَةِينَ وَفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَهُمْ فِي الْمَضَاجِعِ and beat them upon when they are 10 years old, and separate between them, between the men and the women, when they are 10 years old. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, "Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara wa quduha an-nas wal hijara." Save yourselves and your families from the fire. That fire whose fuel is men and stones. So indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated upon us not only to save ourselves from the fire, but to save our children from the fire. This is a time, ya ikhwan, Allahu yubarak fikum, that we can save our children and give them those habits, and raise them, and give them those beliefs that will save them in the hereafter. And lastly, once the parents do all of this, Allah has obligated upon the children to show righteousness and kindness to their parents. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. It may be that one of your parents or both of them go old with you, so never say uff to them. Do not say anything derogatory to them, and say to them a gentle statement. وَقْفِرْ لَهُمَا جُنَاحًا وَقْفِرْ لَهُمَا جُنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And lower to them a word of humility, of mercy. And say, O my Lord, show them mercy, for indeed they raised me when I was a young child. InshaAllah ta'ala, we will suffice with that. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam.